I'm Tom Maloney with Lakes Republic Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on 350 jobs coming to the port, the cancellation of classes at Notre Dame, and the City of Gary's police and finance departments are the subject of two grand jury subpoenas. But first, Michigan City Mayor Dwayne Perry's extended his closure of Washington Park and other beaches through September 13th because of questions about enforcement and staffing. The Times reports the City Council had previously extended Mayor Perry's beach closings over concerns about social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic while discussing ways that the park might be reopened. Perry says college students usually work at the beaches and now have returned to school, and senior citizens haven't come forward to replace them, as would happen in a normal year. The Washington Park Zoo has reopened, but admission is by appointment only. A Cessna Skyhawk plane arrived at Gary Chicago International Airport yesterday, loaded with 2,595 masks and 100 bottles of hand sanitizer for the frontline workers at Methodist Hospitals. The Skyhawk was greeted by two water cannons as it moved off the runway to the tarmac. The Post-Tribune reports the private plane was flown by two young Tuskegee Next cadet pilots from the Chicago area. Tuskegee Next provides aviation education and career path opportunities for at-risk youth. The group delivered the critical supplies donated by Illinois-based Will Group, a lighting and electrical infrastructure company that serves the city of Gary. Tuskegee Next honors the legacy of the famed Tuskegee Airmen, the first group of about 1,000 black men trained as combat pilots during World War II. Gary's police and finance departments are reportedly the latest targets of two grand jury subpoenas served on City Hall on Tuesday. Corporation Counsel Trent McCain told the Times that he couldn't disclose the individuals targeted, but can say with certainty that they were within the Karen Freeman Wilson administration. McCain says the latest subpoenas are unrelated to the Mary Cossey investigation, and he declined to say the individuals being targeted in the latest round. State audits and police reports published over the past 2 years flagged the fiscally mismanaged city and its employees for funding misuse at Marquette Park, the Genesis Convention Center, and the city's finance department. A Texas-based mattress maker has announced plans to open a factory in Northwest Indiana and hire up to 350 workers there by the end of 2023. Corsicana Mattress said Wednesday it will invest $8.6 million to lease and equip the manufacturing plant in LaPorte for its growing boxed bed product line. The Dallas-based company says the Indiana location will allow for same-day shipping, reducing customer wait times. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation offered Corsicana up to $2.3 million in tax credits. The Indianapolis Business Journal reports those credits are for performance-based, meaning the company can't claim them until workers are hired. Indiana health officials have reported 15 more coronavirus-related deaths across the state, while the number of people confirmed with COVID-19 infections and those undergoing tests continues their recent declines. Indiana's newly recorded deaths raised the state's pandemic toll to 3,180, including confirmed and presumed cases of coronavirus. The 506 new coronavirus cases lowered the state's 7-day average of new confirmed cases to 834 on Tuesday. That average has been declining since reaching 945 in early August, as the number of tests being conducted has fallen about 10% since late July. The University of Notre Dame has canceled in-person undergraduate classes for 2 weeks after a spike of coronavirus cases that occurred since the semester began August 10th. University President Reverend John Jenkins says he decided against sending students home after consulting with healthcare experts. Instead, the university is imposing restrictions on student activity starting today, Wednesday, including limiting access to dormitories to residents and barring students from major gathering places on campus. Tuesday's action by Notre Dame follows the decision by officials of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill to switch to remote learning starting today as well. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has announced steps towards tackling racial injustice concerns that include equipping state police troopers with body cameras and hiring a state government Equality Officer. The Republican governor discussed his plans in an online speech Tuesday after the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus called last week for increased accountability for the state's police officers. Holcomb described racism as, quote, a virus that's equally voracious, end quote, as the coronavirus outbreak for the state and the nation. Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Woody Myers, who is black, disparaged Holcomb's proposals as disingenuous for coming nearly after 16 years of Republican control in the governor's office. In sports, the Cubs at 15-7 take on the St. Louis Cardinals today at 1:20 in Game 4 of their five-game series. This afternoon, they'll play Game 5, the second game of their seven-inning doubleheader. The Cubs are in first place in the NL Central. The Cardinals, at 5-6, are in third place in the NL Central. The White Sox are going for the series victory tonight at 7:10 against the Detroit Tigers. The Sox have taken the first two games of their four-game series. The third-place Sox are 13-11 in the AL Central, while the Tigers are one spot below in fourth at 9-12. The Miami Heat beat the Indiana Pacers 113-101 in the opener of their Eastern Conference first-round series in the NBA yesterday. The Heat pulled away in the closing minutes long after the Pacers had lost star guard Victor Oladipo to an eye injury. The Heat now have a 1-0 series lead. Game 2 is tomorrow at noon. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight clear skies, a low near 54. Thursday, sunny, a high near 84. Friday, sunny skies, a high near 87. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 89. Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 87. For Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.